Democratic State Senator Terry Gibson is one who requested additional time for the public to comment, along with additional hearings on the proposed merger between Poughkeepsie-based CH Energy Group, Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's parent, with Canadian energy company Fortis Inc. And while he is glad there is an extension, he says it should have been double. In addition, he says he is disappointed the Public Service Commission, or PSC, is not granting his and others' request to have representatives from both Central Hudson and Fortis present to take questions during the hearings.
To only hear and be able to address the PSC, I think, is unacceptable. We need members of Fortis and Central Hudson to be a part of these public hearings. And we think that the original request we made to extend this public comment period to 90 days is much more reasonable. We're disappointed that they've cut it down to 45 days.
A PSC spokesman says the new deadline is May 1st. Yet if someone were to submit a comment after May 1st, the PSC would not reject the comment. He notes the PSC will accept comments until making a final determination, for which no date has been set. And here's Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian on whether Central Hudson will voluntarily have representatives at the public hearings.
That's still being determined. I think we'll need to speak with the Public Service Commission to see what they may have planned for those hearings.
Gibson says Fortis officials should be on hand at the hearings.
We want to talk to the people that are going to take over this company, because they're the ones that know the answer to these questions. The PSC doesn't know the answers to these questions. The PSC is just there to hear the concerns and make their decision on whether to go ahead and allow this acquisition to go through. I think if Fortis was there to answer the questions in person from the general public, the PSC would be more informed to make their decision, and the public would be more informed. It's a really urgent situation that needs to be resolved in a fully transparent way, which unfortunately is not what's unfolding.
Democratic State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill also requested additional hearings and comment time, and has raised a number of concerns, including whether Fortis could override state regulations through the use of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Democratic State Senator Cecilia Kacik has called for more transparency surrounding the merger, saying the deal could affect the energy costs of families and small businesses throughout the Hudson Valley. Yet Central Hudson's Masurgian has repeatedly said Central Hudson will be, for the most part, the same Central Hudson its customers know.
Central Hudson would still be Central Hudson, but with resources of a larger company.
He says Central Hudson would operate as a standalone company, and there would be a freeze on electric and gas delivery rates through July of 2014.
We still expect the transaction to close during the second quarter of this year. The Public Service Commission has scheduled additional hearings in Poughkeepsie and in Kingston so that residents may provide additional comments. We believe an association with Fortis is in our customers' best interests.
The PSC has scheduled hearings for April 17th in Poughkeepsie and April 18th in Kingston. Both hearings are at 7 p.m. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.